Page 3, we read together. Surrounded by members of my temple family, I come into your sanctuary, God. Here I have shared my happiness with them. Here I have come to share my troubles and my fears. I come to this holy place to feel connected. I think of the good that we can do when we are one in spirit. I pray for a sense of safety and harmony as I come to affirm my faith. Page 8. Shabbat Shalom. And welcome to everyone on this wonderful Shabbat. Many of us have come into the sanctuary tonight seeking solace and comfort. This Shabbat, we are told to build a sanctuary to God, that God will dwell among us. And I hope and pray we feel God's comfort and courage and strength in yet another difficult time in our nation's history and in the life of our community. We hope and we pray that those of you who are seeking comfort or who have come to pray for those who are ill or to remember loved ones who are gone, find the comfort you seek in God's sanctuary. And for those of you who needed a little bit of Shabbat, we also hope and pray that you will receive that as well. And the trains are running on time. Okay, that's a first. You know, at this stage of my career, there are very few firsts left. That was fantastic. Okay. Welcome to the station. Welcome to the second service. The first service was filled with young voices and hope and parents hugging children and the world as we want it to be. We had to set up extra chairs because it was overflowing with parents and little children who are filling our sanctuary and our congregation with so much love. And so I welcome all of you here, and I thank Sue Cohn for the beautiful meditative music. There are things that you cannot get when you are not at B'nai Shalom, and Sue Cohn is one of them. So wherever I go, I think I'll just take you with me, if that's okay. I click my heels this Shabbat and say, there's no place like home. I have prayed overlooking the South China Sea and the peace and quiet of an ocean beyond me. I have sat with little ones on my lap, covered in crumbs and Shabbat dinner, but there is no place like home. I have been looking forward to praying with you, my beloved Temple family, for weeks, so it's good to be back. And we welcome to the front row our bar mitzvah. If you want to know why I came back for Eitan's bar mitzvah. That's the truth. I love you all. People said, did you miss me? I came back for Eitan's bar mitzvah. I mean, Eitan has grown up here at B'nai Shalom. I left and went away, and I was taller, and I came back, and he's taller, and the more he learned Hebrew, the taller he grew. I mean, he's always been handsome, but just devastatingly handsome at this point with all the extra Hebrew. And I welcome to the right? And he is so very ready. And I welcome Grandma Liz and Grandpa Shmuri all the way from Tiberias, Israel, two of my favorite people in the whole world from a part of the world that is so near and dear to my heart. I even put it in a tapestry here, just so there would be a little bit of Tveria and the Galil for all of us to enjoy. So, Bruchim Habaim. And welcome to the front row. It's been 5 years since you've sat in the front row. So it's very exciting that we get to celebrate with your family. And we are delighted to be sharing this weekend with you. And as promised, there will be no snow tomorrow morning. So just absolute perfection. So welcome to everyone, those who have come from near and those who have come from far. For whatever reason you have joined us, our synagogue, our sanctuary, our temple is an open door. We continue together on page 4. We read responsibly. May the door of this synagogue be wide enough to receive all who hunger for love, all who are lonely for fellowship. May it welcome all who have cares to unburden, thanks to express, hopes to nurture. May the door of this synagogue be narrow enough to shut out pettiness and pride, envy and enmity. May its threshold be no stumbling block to young or seeking feet. May it be too high to admit complacency, selfishness, and harshness. May this synagogue be for all who enter the doorway to a richer and more meaningful life. Amen. We continue with Shalom Aleichem on page 10. As we sing the Debbie Friedman Shalom Aleichem, please note the change of words in the last verse. It's only in the transliteration, but just one word changes, so just a notation.
Lie, 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 lie Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Page 11, it's my pleasure to welcome three generations of beautiful women, committed Jews, the youngest of which I have to admit is my favorite because she's my senior aide in Bar and Bat Mitzvah class. I can't believe that Nava's going to go off to college next year because when I'm not around, she replaces me in Bar and Bat Mitzvah class. And we are so very, very proud of all of our students, but look at these three generations of committed Jewish women. Eitan is really a very lucky young man to have them as part of his family. Page 11.
As these Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat. Amen.
Mazel tov. If you are able, and only if you are able, we rise for the Baruch Hu on page 17.
Am I?
ברוך אתה, אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם, אשר בדברו מעריב ערבים, בחוכמה פותח שערים, ובתבונה משנה עתים, ומחליף את הזמנים, ומסדר את הכוכבים במשמרותיהם ברקיע כרצונו. Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. Your wisdom opens heaven's gates. Your understanding makes the ages pass and the seasons alternate. And your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. You are creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. You set day and night apart. You are the God of all. May the living and eternal God rule us always until the end of time. Blessed is the eternal, whose word makes evening fall. Page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. Vishinantam levanecha, v'dibaratavam, v'shivtecha v'beitecha, uvlechtecha v'derech, uvshachbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam leot al yadecha, v'hayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, V'yitem kedoshim l'Elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'Elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam tasting the salt and freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times, we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
Cross the sea, they sang to you their songs of joy. Who is
kodesh nora te
say Hashkivenu on Shabbat, asking God to place a shelter of peace over us. And this Shabbat, I think we need to be reminded that the sukkah doesn't go up by itself. The sukkah needs builders, like a tabernacle and like a sanctuary. We need to build our own protection. And so we feel engaged in our community. We need to make sure that the community is protected. And so it is more than prayer, it is more than hope, and it is certainly more than asking God to make the sukkah appear, because we know every Sukkot that God would not make that sukkah appear. We need the men of brotherhood and the women of sisterhood to make sure that sukkah goes up. But we still need the brotherhood and sisterhood of humanity to make sure there is a sukkah of peace over all of us, now more than ever. Page 26 at the bottom of the page. Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Velohe Leah.
האל הגדול, הגיבור והנורא, אל עליון, גומל חסדים טובים וקונה הכל, וזוכר חסדי אבות ואימהות, ומביא גאולה לבני בניהם למען שמו באהבה, מלך עוזר ומושיע ומגן, ברוך אתה אדוני, מגן אברהם ועזרת שרה. אתה גיבור לעולם אדוני, מחיי הכל אתה רב להושיע, מכלכל חיים בחסד, מחיי הכל ברחמים רבים, סומך נופלים ורופא חולים, ומתיר אסורים, ומקיים אמונתו לשני עפר. מי כמוך בעל גבורות, ומי דומה לך, מלך ממית ומחיה, ומצמיח ישוע, ונאמן אתה להחיות הכל, ברוך אתה אדוני, מחיה הכל. We acknowledge the eternal strength and might of God as the abundant source of all life. We see God's power all around us in the miracle of life. God gives us life and God gives us strength. We ask God for help to find this strength within ourselves, to choose life and to use our strength for good. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'el ha'kadosh. You may be seated. In the theme of this week's Torah portion, we are focusing on sanctuary and holy space as God has asked us to create the Shabbat. And so we continue on page 33. Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. We continue with our fervent prayer for peace, Sim Shalom, on page 40.
Sim Shalom, Tova Uvracha, Chein Vachet Zeterach.
Nichnas Adar Marbim L'Simcha. Those who bring Adar in with joy, their joy is multiplied. So in the hallway, I came back to find an Adar wall. You're supposed to put what makes you happy. See if you can find mine. but put something up tonight that makes you happy. Part of being Jewish is understanding that, yes, we have joy, and yet we also understand that our lives can be filled with sorrow. Sometimes it is internal sorrow, and sometimes it is sorrow that we take on from the greater world or our historical circumstances. And so Adar began on Wednesday night. It was to usher in a month of joy and happiness and lightheartedness, and yet many of us have a heavy heart. You know, I found out today that there were Niftyites who were killed in Florida. And every life is precious, but when you find out again that it's one of your own. And then I got a note from Alan that said that his niece and nephew were hiding in a closet. The reality of Florida became even more real for some members of our congregation. And so we hope and we pray and we send our love and our support. And we are always hopeful. We are vehicles of hope. I cannot tell you, I've only been back a few days, I cannot tell you how many people I've told they needed to have hope for in a variety of circumstances, because without hope we have no future. And so Adar began Wednesday night, and we are determined that we are going to make Adar a month of goodness and wholeness. So together on page 50, let us bless this month that will bring us joys and bring us Purim and carnivals and all sorts of things, because life goes on. And yet we are also cognizant of the fact that for a while, for a very long while, we may want to look at life a bit differently and feel more passionately the need to make changes in our world. Together, according to our calendar, the new month of Adar began on Wednesday night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, a life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort. And let us say, Amen. As we continue with Misha Beirach on page 45, we reach out tonight to our live streaming audience, the people who called the office today to say they were unable to come to services, but would we bring services to them? I hope and pray that everyone who is out there in need of healing, who is plugging into our service either now or later via the podcast, will hear our Misha Beirach and feel our love and our support. For those of you who come into our sanctuary in need of healing, may the healing be with you. And for those who bring in your hearts loved ones who need healing each and every day, may they also receive the kind of strength and healing that your prayers embody. For every person in need of a Misha Beirach in mind or body or spirit, we pray together.
Blessing.
DCJCC is going to undergo some construction. My granddaughter goes to preschool there, and the preschool is going to be temporarily located at a local church a mile away, just down the street. So they decided that in order to get the kids adjusted to this new space, they would take them down and also use it as a photographic moment to show the parents that the kids can fit in this space adequately. So Miriam, 2.5, goes with her class down to the local church, and they tell her, our preschool is going to be in this church for a while. At which point, 2.5-year-old Miriam says, we don't go to church, we go to temple. Safda loves temple. 2.5, and she got the message. I love temple, in case you didn't know. And so it was really special to me that in our month-long trip in Asia, which I had no idea where I was going, Gary planned the trip, and when we got on the plane, he showed me the map, and I got to see where we were going. Many of you know you asked me at ONEG, and I would say, ask Gary where we're going. It was a complete surprise to me. I absolutely had no idea we were going to Vietnam or Thailand or Cambodia. It was really a marvelous way to travel because it was all a surprise. But the biggest surprise to me that I was going to spend the entire month away from you at temple, because that's all we seemed to do. We went from one temple to another. And as I was visiting all of these temples, I realized that all temples have something in common. I was amazed at the devotion of the adherents in each and every temple, the devotion of the religious leaders, and the devotion of those who came to pray. Their prayer wasn't my prayer, their mode of worship wasn't my mode of worship, but a fundamental building block of each country's culture had to do with the visiting of temples. And no matter how poor the community, there was a local temple, and there was a preservation of temples, and there were stores to buy things for temples. We even went to one temple in Hong Kong where across the street you could buy turtles to bring to the pond at the temple across the street. And then there were stores, you know, how big a gold Buddha could you donate to the temple? So that was the other thing that I realized all temples have in common. Not only do they expect donors and want donors, but they recognize donors. So we were at one temple, and I said to the guide, why are all these benches here with people's name on it? They came to the temple, prayed to the god of money, were successful, and came back and donated a bench. Okay, we don't pray to the god of money, but that's a whole other story. We went and, you know, people would take their dollar bills and rub it on the goddess of money, or, as in some of the temples we visited, they actually had safes, like bank safes, in the temple. People would rub their money and hope to take it out into the world to be successful. In case you hadn't noticed, we don't have a goddess of money or a safe in our synagogue. We do have a temple treasurer, and he would be happy to accept your donations. And there's a recognition of donors wherever you go, but even more important, there's this idea that the people who come really care. They bring fruit, and they pour oil, and they light candles, and there's a devotion that I could relate to. There was a sense of awe and humility, and a sense that life was complete as people visited these temples. And everyone spends a lot of time telling you wherever you go, we're not religious. And that sounded really familiar because I spend my whole life with people telling me, I may go to temple, rabbi, but I'm not religious. I don't really know what religious means, but it's clearly a word across the board internationally that people don't really want to label themselves with. But the behavior was the same as our behavior. There was a devotion and a commitment, and the temple was woven into the culture of all the communities we visited. There was a common language of faith and practice, and that resonated with me. Probably the most wonderful experience we had was when we went to a monastery up in northern Vietnam and did Tai Chi, and I had a spiritual experience. So I learned that you can have a religious experience at anything called a temple, even when you're far away from home. Now, this week's portion is near and dear to my heart. It is in many ways the cornerstone of my rabbinate. We took the first verse of this week's portion, and it's in the second line in the Hanukkah tapestry, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti betocham, from Exodus 25. You shall build for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell among you. Build me a temple, God says in this week's portion. And then, of course, the next line says, and everyone whose heart moves them should contribute gifts to this temple. So the first thing I can tell you is that I really made this my life's work. But even more important, there's a world out there, and you're included in it, where people build temples. Maybe they've read the Torah, maybe not, but there's a sense that something in the continuity of humanity needs us to build structures, houses of our God. So I put on the song sheet tonight different temples. But on the first page, there's a picture of what Temple B'nai Shalom looked like before the building went up. When the foundation was laid, and the only person who used to come here every single day to make sure they were laying the concrete correctly was Frank Patello. And then on the next page is a picture of Temple B'nai Shalom before the landscaping and the parking lot. We built, literally built, a temple. And we built it because Exodus 25 told us to do it. But I had visited other places that were called temples. In the upper left-hand corner, the Sanctuary of Truth in Pattaya, Thailand, which has four different religions represented and has been a 32-year construction project that will never end. It's an ongoing and continuous lifelong structure of wood. The Catholic Church in Saigon in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam on the right side. North Vietnam, the Buddhist temple where I did Tai Chi, and probably the most incredible structure I've ever seen, Angkor Wat, the largest religious building in the world, 1,000 years old. They're all temples. And what they all have in common is that there are structures to house the spiritual presence that resides in our hearts. Because when we have this structure, God dwells among us and within us. When we build a mikdash, we don't just build on our own. You can't really get up one morning and say, honey, I'm going to build a temple. You don't do it by yourself. And you don't just build a structure. Any of you who have ever volunteered or donated or done anything to help a temple community, or if you have grew up in a church community, know that you do it with others. You build together. There's a common purpose. We do this whole sacred journey best when we have a place. I just came back from a 2-day board meeting of Hebrew Union College where we're discussing how do we train future rabbis and what does the curriculum need to look like. And there were people in the room who said the synagogue is a has-been, it's over. And then there were those of us, many of us, who got up and said, no, the synagogue is the institution of Jewish survival. It just keeps reinventing itself. In the spirit of this year's adult life theme, the change is not the structure, although the architecture continually changes. The change is what we do in that structure and how we engage the world from that structure. But having a structure and letting God dwell in that structure, letting Torah reside, letting our values infuse our lives, coming to synagogue so that when we leave here, we're our best selves at home and in the world, that doesn't change. That's the continuity. There's no difference between me and the person worshiping Buddha halfway around the world in intention. We're both coming to a structure to be with others and to connect with something beyond ourselves, greater than ourselves, to help us be our best selves and to leave feeling that the values will guide our lives. God dwells with us not just because we build, but because we bring community and shared values to the Mikdash. Mikdash, coming from the Hebrew root, Kadosh, holy. Thank you. Such a knowledgeable congregation. May the podcast note that the answer came from the congregants. Thank you, Sharon. I know everybody else was going to jump right in as well. And God says, V'shachanti b'tocham, I will dwell among you. The same word, shachanti, is shechinah. We call on the Shekhinah because according to Jewish tradition, the Shekhinah resides with us. It's the presence of God that is easily accessible in our midst, even for you non-God people. She hangs out with you. And so for those of us who see you, when you do good, the Shekhinah is working inside you, even though you don't know it. She doesn't have to tap you on the shoulder to say, I'm here and present. We can see it in your goodness and in what you do in the world. I do love temple. I belong to quite a few temples and I'm planning on joining a few more. In fact, I told one of my friends who I think is the best rabbi in America, he lives in Cincinnati, I said to him, Lewis, I think I'm gonna join your temple. He said, you know, Amy, you don't have to join my temple. You could just come and visit from time to time. But I love temples because I think they are very special and magical places. We don't rub money on our bima to see our riches. We take 13-year-old boys and we bring them up on the bima and we have this leap of faith and we say, Eitan, you're the Jewish future. No pressure. That's what a temple is all about. Magic happening. And sometimes you don't know that the seeds we plant in Eitan, I don't know where they're going to go. And I don't know what kind of a Jewish teenager he's going to be, although I expect him to go on to confirmation and post-confirmation, because that's what the family does. But his adulthood, what he does for the Jewish future, he gets to write it. He gets to choose. And I'm hoping that with all this genetic good Jewish karma here, and all that we've poured into you, and all that you've accepted, and your love of the environment and God's creatures, that you'll go out and make a difference in the world. That's what Temple does. It partners with people in helping their children be their best selves. It helps all of us be our best selves. Here we pray for healing and courage when healing and courage sometimes elude us. Here we come for comfort when our world is out of control. Here we come to study the wisdom of our tradition so that it will inform us, and we come to learn our values so that we can live them and let them flow through us. Here we build and live in community, a community that is a safety net for us. We come here with our deepest fears and sorrow, and we come here with our greatest joys and celebrations. And week to week, we come to be reminded of our best. God can and does dwell within us and among us. And even for you non-God people, you know who you are. We build and we come because even you need to be more than just individuals in a universe adrift. You need to feel connected. For us, Judaism and the temple offers us the ability to be a part of something greater in today's world and to feel connected to a vast history, 5,778 years of history that connects us and grounds us in our universe. I do love temples. And I am more convinced than ever after my travels that all humans build structures to God because they need those structures. We didn't just build a temple because God told us. We built a temple because we needed temple. And as long as there are people with needs, there will be structures, vehicles of magic, ways of connecting that we can't even imagine when we're young and free-spirited. All human beings throughout time have built structures. May we continue to build them for God and for ourselves. Shabbat shalom.
In this house, it all comes together.
In this house,
it all comes together.
In this house of God.
Throughout Jewish history, one of the most important functions of the synagogue was to be a gathering place for those who needed to say Kaddish. Wherever you go in the world, people rise and say Kaddish for loved ones. Our presence shows how much we love them. When we stand, we link heaven and earth. We are always reminded that the word Kaddish comes from also the word for holiness. We build holy places so we will have a place to gather and remember. And we remember with love at every service. In our year of mourning for our beloved members, we remember Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feidelman, Sheldon Miller, and Toby Konigsberg. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days for our members and their families. As we mourn a wonderful woman who sat beside her family her entire life, getting such joy from watching you raise your beautiful daughters here in this congregation. We will forever say Kaddish with you, Nancy, for your beloved mother. In my heart, a member of this congregation forever, as we remember Karen Lent, Nancy Bishop's mom. And we mourn this week Danielle Gabay, counselor of Nicole Young, and the 17 who died in the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. And we remember at this yearly Yahrzeit our beloved member, Judy Eichel, who died on Valentine's Day of a broken heart, mother of Cliff, and grandmother of those two beautiful women in the back of the sanctuary. As you come to remember your beautiful grandmother and her goodness, you continue the beautiful tradition of Kaddish. And we remember the Yahrzeits that fall this Shabbat. Saul Hirsch, Charna Holzman, Sadie Myers, Lillian Miller, Bob Rossin, Sylvia Strasberg, Avi Gross Schaefer, Barbara Raker, Joseph Spector, Minnie Tunick, Herbert Cohen, Philip Cohen, Stefan Dudeau, Gilbert Dudeau, Arthur Feinberg, Irvin Friedman, Kevin Fuller, A.J. Goldenthal, Bernice Gordon, Sidney Berzhak, Florence Drasnin, Charles Kramer, Rhonda Randolph, John Reeves, Louis Weinstein, David Marshburn, Bill Russos, Darlene Sokol, Muriel Zaniel Zweig. Zichronam Livracha, may each of their memories forever bless our lives. We mourn with those of you who are still in your year of mourning. We take into our hearts all those we have loved and lost and all those who have no one to remember them as we turn to page 60 and rise for the Kaddish. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei rabah v'yalma divrah chirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayecho v'yomecho v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael v'agalau v'zman karib v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevorach le'olam omei omaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitramam v'yitnaseh. V'yitadar v'yitalev v'yitalal shmei dekutsha b'richu. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran v'yalma v'yimru amen. Yehe shlomo rabba min shemaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, imru amen. Ose shalom b'mramav, hu yase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, imru amen. Imru, v'imru. remain standing as we move from a moment of sacred memory to a moment a young man will remember for the rest of his life. It is a privilege to welcome Eitan and his parents and his sister to the Bima as he begins officially his bar mitzvah weekend. Eitan was just a little tiny thing when Nava had her bat mitzvah, and he looked up and he sort of said, oh, that looks scary. And now he is a confident Jewish man, having studied diligently and faithfully. And I will tell you in all truth, he knocked my socks off at the rehearsal yesterday. He studied so much while I was gone, I think he just wanted to wow me. And so I've already had my wow. Tomorrow is a bonus. It is a privilege now to turn the bima over to this very capable young man. Page 61.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks to all of our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, the eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. Therefore, we raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu b'mitzvotah v'ratov anu, v'shabbat kodesho v'hava uvraton, hinchei lanu, zikaron l'maaseh bereishit, ki hu yom techila, l'mikra kodesh, zecher litziat mitzrayim.
Kivanu b'chata, ve'atanu kidashta, mikol ha'eshavat kodshecha, ve'ahava uvratzon, hinchaltanu baruch atah Adonai,
shows wine.
Oh, it's wine.
We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Mazel tov. You may be seated. I'd like to welcome all the February birthdays and anniversaries to come up now. We have two couples tonight who are celebrating their 48th wedding anniversary. Mark and Carol Franco and Ephraim and Anna Bluston. I don't know that that's ever happened, that we had two 48-year anniversaries in one evening, which is truly, truly a blessing. Everybody else is celebrating a birthday, right? Birthday. Come close. The two anniversaries, come stand right here in the middle. Okay. First, for those of you who are celebrating 5 decades together. My goodness, God bless you. You can tell everybody the secret of a happy marriage and own it. May God bless you and keep you in these loving marriages. And may those who are with you on this sacred journey always look up to you and to what you have achieved. May you always look into one another's eyes and still feel love and affection and safety and comfort. Most of all, may God give you health and many years together. For those of you celebrating birthdays, gosh, I remember when you were born. May God bless you and keep you. You are a blessing to this community, each and every one of you. And I can say that because I know the blessings you bring to our congregation. May this birthday month be part of a year of blessing and health and all good things. And we, your temple family, bless all of you. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you this Shabbat, this month, and throughout the coming year. And may you continue to be a blessing. We'll sing Shehecheyanu.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Shehehiyanu v'kimanu v'hihiyanu Hazan
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Welcome home, Rabbi Perlin. We're so glad to have you here this evening. Thank you for bringing all the magic from all the temples that you visited. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music this evening. And thank you, Sue, for opening our evening with your beautiful music that you brought us this evening. Mazel Tov Eitan, wishing you and your family a very special weekend that I know it will be. TBS members, please join us for Minion Makers tomorrow morning for breakfast at 8:15 and worship at 8:45. Please join us next Friday night for our Beastie Youth Group Shabbat, worship and shulin. TBS high school students are invited to join us for this event. Adults of TBS, please join us on the evening of Saturday, March 3rd for a Grease Megillah. Please dress accordingly for good food, drinks, and a sock hop following the spiel. Please see the second night Seder sign-up sheets in your weekly email, and I think soon to be in the lobby as well. Yes, it's true, Passover is just around the corner. As always, I only announce some of the activities here at TBS, so be sure to check your weekly emails and TBS calendar for all of our activities. If you are new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representative is our first vice president, Sue Calwaite. There's Sue. So if you have any questions about TBS, please see Sue at ONEG. Wishing you a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, we're just going to sing the first verse of In This House just to get us revved up. If you are able, please stand.
In this house, it all comes together in this house. In this house, it all comes together in this house of God.
Inspiration to build. May we continue to build sanctuaries of safety for all of God's children everywhere. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha, and may God bless you and keep you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.